The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
And I'm John, Josh, Peter, and I lost count of how many people I am.
That's all of them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'm three people in one, hence the size.
I don't know how you can swallow that many people, but...
You'd be surprised what I can get down my gullet.
Oh, if I felt better. If only I felt better, I would have ran with that.
You would have had a better joke?
That wasn't even a joke. That was just me letting you know you're lucky I don't feel good.
Why? Because you're going to stick your cock down my throat if you are feeling better?
No.
Oh, because I could take it.
My dick is too good for you.
Debatable. See, that's the John part of me, and then Peter's the debatable part. And now let's get into the news, because it's a brand new week of gaming stuff with some gadgetries. And Adam, this is yours. The first one's yours.
It is. It is. So this is something that I stumbled across on Reddit. So there's a new service coming out. It's basically a streaming service for indie games. PlayOnJump.com, that's Play on Jump, all one word. The service is called Jump, just that. I don't know why. But for $10 a month, and they just launched earlier this week. Well, actually, I guess since it's Monday, it would have been late last week. With 60 different indie game titles on their service that you can play at any time for as long as you want for the $10 subscription fee.
Nice.
And they plan on adding multiple games a month, at least two or three additional games every month, hopefully more. And a couple of games that I saw that they did have on there are things like Lethal League. Let's go ahead and just pull up their website and see if I can't find a list of stuff that they have.
While Adam's in the middle of that, there's some extra bonuses if you sign up. 14-day risk-free trial, and in little italics, it says no credit card required.
That's awesome. That's a huge one.
Yeah. Most of the time, you have to put in a credit card to do this kind of thing. Think of any subscription service. They always offer a free trial, but you still got to be like, hey, when that month comes around, we're going to bill the shit out of you.
Yeah, they want to automatically bill you.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Let's see, cancel anytime, no long-term commitments. New games are added every month, hundreds of dollars of value, and then they also give you a pricing breakdown. 70% of the price that you pay goes directly to the game developers, and 30% of the price you pay goes to improving Jump. So $7 to the developers, $3 a month to Jump. So they're really actually looking like, this would be like getting on Netflix at the ground level.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that I really like that they're putting more of their money towards the game developers, the people that actually made the content that they're using.
Right.
Well, that's the point, right?
Well, Netflix just buys the rights, I think, for a one-time price. This could be a continual income for these indie developers.
What do we got here? We got The End Is Nigh, Mirror Moon, Drive, 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 Lethal League, Pony Island.
Were you able to pull up their...
Their games?
Yeah.
There's just a couple. Like it's their very front page.
Oh, maybe that's why. Okay.
60-plus indie games, unlimited access, highly curated. You deserve only the best. We're serving award-winning indie games to satisfy your insatiable thirst for gaming nirvana and adding more flavors every month.
I'm actually really considering signing up for this.
Just do it anyway. Yeah. 14 days. You said you got some gaming time coming up.
Yeah, definitely at least check out, use the 14-day trial.
Yeah, might as well. Because when that's over, they'll ask me for a credit card. If I'm not about it, I just go, no. I'm good. I'm okay.
Oh, man, there's this game. You know that Tank Defender game from back in the day? It was all wireframe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a game called Photonica. It's all that. It looks dope.
Nice.
Disco Dodgeball. Are you kidding me? John would dig this. It's like Rocket
Always
League.
Sometimes Monsters.
$10 a month.
$10 a month.
Yeah. $10 a month.
$9.99.
As seen on IGN, GameSpot, and Waiting for Players.
Yes. check that out. Jump on playonjump.com. 14 days, basically 14 days of free games, and then if you like it, keep paying Tabby $10 a month for unlimited access to 60 games. Right. That's cheap.
Yeah, and it's supposed to like...
And it's not Gamefly.
No. Right, it's supposed to download... they say instantly, I think, on their website. It's like their hyper jump technology is what they call
it. Yeah, well, basically the way they're trying to make it sound, at least what I got from it, is you don't actually download the game all at once. You just start playing, and the game downloads as necessary.
Right.
And then deletes itself off of your computer as necessary as well.
Yeah, but it is actually running on your computer, so it's not absolutely. It's not like...
You're not streaming like the actual content from your
button presses and stuff like that. There's no latency anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's an important part. They're all indie games, so nobody should have an issue running them on their PC.
True, but I mean, have
a really, really old PC.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mike. But
Tyler,
I'm coming in on my Commodore 64.
It is available on all platforms too. I thought that was
awesome.
Important.
Oh, so is it
PC, Mac, Linux, and supports Rift and Vive VR devices?
Oh wow! So. I think they're also trying to come to console too. I think you said that in the AMA, but
I think that would be hard. I don't know how they would do that. I don't see Sony or Microsoft really letting that happen. They would just make their own.
Yeah, right. Hey, that's a good idea. I think we'll do that. But yeah, check it out. I mean, they just launched less than a week ago. Go hop on that. Get up on it.
All right, so this next one I am entirely stoked about. Last night, my brother and I went and saw The Kingsman. And one of my favorite things about movies is you get there early and you get all these previews, right? Well, every once in a while you get a fucking fantastic preview towards the end of summer, and this one that we got was Tomb Raider. Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft. We actually had announced her casting a long time ago.
Yeah.
But then now you get to see like the whole cast in together and see like who's on what side and stuff. So Lara Croft is obviously Alicia Vikander. Walton Goggins is Vogel. He's going to be the bad guy. Now, Walton Goggins, he plays a bad guy really well. He's Boyd Crowder in Justified.
Amazing show.
In the new Terminator movie. Gotcha. Not Terminator movie. In the new Predator movie, he was the convict. The one that was in the orange jumpsuit. He was in he's in Sons of Anarchy as the transvestite.
Yeah, transvestite prostitute.
But this guy's in a fantastic character actor. And then you got Dominic West playing Lord Richard Croft, like Laura Croft's dad.
Yep.
And then you got Daniel Wu playing Lou Ren, one of Laura's best friends. Nice. And that's the guy, that's Sonny from Into the Badlands. And then Nick Frost shows up in a little bit too. Yeah. So
who's also in Into the Badlands.
So. Nick Frost is?
Yeah.
The fat guy from Shaun of the Dead.
Did you finish
Into the Badlands? No, not at all.
He's a huge part of season two.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
You should definitely finish that show because it is fucking awesome.
We'll have to, I'll have to give that a shot.
You know what show I gave up on? Hell on Wheels. That show sucks.
Yeah. You were so into that show like a week ago.
About four seasons in, and I'm like, this is crap.
You gave it four seasons.
Yeah, because it's good for until then.
All right, fair enough.
You know, it's like Battlestar Galactica. It's really good until the end of season three, and you're just like, what the fuck is
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, the end of season three.
Yeah. Anyways.
The trailer definitely shows some of the stuff that in the newest remake games.
Yes, it's very much the vibe you get that it's a younger Lara Croft. It seems like this is her very first adventure. Raid, yeah. I'm on board for it. It looks good. Yeah. I love how much maybe it's cut up from different parts of the same scene or of a couple of smaller scenes, but she seems to actually do some thinking and some logicing. And
she's much more than a body.
Investigation.
Yeah.
And which I like, which I'm about, as opposed to like the last Tomb Raider movies where she's just like,
I'm hot
and I gotta shoot guns.
And you like my fake British accent? Isn't it awesome?
Oh my god, those movies were bad.
Which is also a lot more like the old Tomb Raider games. Also.
True.
It wasn't until recently when they rebooted it, and it was a lot smarter then.
I also brought this up before we started, but I want, like, in the first Tomb Raider game, even when Lara's not getting her ass, or like when she's not dying, she gets her ass handed to her.
Yeah,
like she gets hurt badly.
Several times.
Yeah, so I want to know.
Start the game getting stabbed in the side.
Right. Yeah. And I want to know, like, are we going there? I mean, it's probably going to be a PG-13 movie, right? So. Probably not going to get, like, a lot of blood, but you will probably see her get her shit kicked a little bit.
Probably.
Which is good. Like, not to say that beating a woman is good, but it's good to, like, the authenticity of it is there.
I like some of the death scenes in that game, though, when you did actually die.
Yeah.
Like, there's one where you're floating down a river, and if you don't dodge the pile of trees, you catch a tree branch right up into your face, and, like, it hits her, and she doesn't die right away, and she, like,
she drowns, tries
to pull herself off of it and pull it out of her head before she dies and bleeds out.
Yeah.
There's another one where you're parachuting through this. It's another one where you're parachuting through a canyon, and if you clip a tree, you just take a branch right through the chest. It's gnarly.
I have not played either of the new ones. Yeah,
they're
I have both of them.
Oh, man.
They're good. I need to play the second one, but the first one was really fun.
I spent probably about 30 hours on the second one. It was worth it, man. It's worth it to dig through and find everything, too.
Yeah.
Because you get to upgrade and get the cooler shit.
Absolutely.
I bought the Game of the Year edition, though, so I already had some of the cooler shit, like, at the start.
Mm.
And then, like, halfway through the game...
That's great and all, but sometimes it takes away from...
Discovery?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that was probably some of the Assassin's Creed stuff that, like... Well, at least in the earlier games, like, you could get it or you could find it. But if you got it and then took your time to, like, oh, what's through here? And you go through this whole thing, you're like, oh, I already have that. By the time you get through everything for it.
Yeah, so. I felt like a shit when I first found out all the stuff I had. Because I've been upgrading the standard gear, and I'm like, yeah, I can eventually get that if I do this. And then in the menu one time, I was like, oh, shit, I've got the better version of this already. I should have been upgrading that. Oh, well. I kind of stupidly forced myself into that shit.
Yeah.
But moving on from Tomb Raider, PUBG is about to take exemption and may even sue Fortnite Battle Royale.
Epic Games.
Yeah, over Fortnite Battle Royale. Epic Games over Fortnite Battle Royale.
You know, I played Fortnite way back when it was in the alpha. A lot of fun, but it looks like they have added so much more content to that game. Like, it looks like what I played was only like 15% of the final game. Like, it's crazy how much more it looks like they added to that game. But yeah, they're upset. Why are they upset? They're not the only ones that get to have Battle Royale games.
They claim that they're not upset
about the game type.
About the game type. The same reason, right? Like, they don't own the Battle Royale genre, or whatever you want to call it.
So CH Kim says, so the first thing that I'd like to clarify is that this is not about Battle Royale game mode itself. There were other Battle Royale game modes earlier this year that were released, The Last Man Standing or GTA 5's Battle Royale game mode to name a few. No. And we never raised issue with them. Our problem is we use the Unreal Engine to develop PUBG, and we pay a large amount of royalties based on the size of our success of the game to Epic Games. Fortnite is Epic Games' version of that. So they're saying we're taking issue with this. Like, you're profiting from us.
And making your own version of it. And making
your own version of our game.
Fair enough. I could be I could see being pissed about that. Like, that would make... I mean, at the same time, tough shit.
Kind of, but you're... Like, I mean, you're just licensing the...
The engine.
Absolutely. I agree. Like, I could see them being a little butthurt about it, just like, hey, we're already paying you for basically the same thing, but it's a competitive market. If you've got the better version of the wheel, fucking sell it. And that's what Epic Games is trying to do.
So... Another worry they have is we're starting to have concerns that they're going to develop new features or improve something in the engine to support that kind of gameplay, but then keep it for their game only.
Oh.
So they could do the same thing
in
the studio. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of bullshit.
The whole exemption? Well, this is the most popular game out there right now, right? So that's why people are focused. Well, popular PC game.
Right.
So that's why it's getting attention.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying I think it's kind of bullshit of them.
Of PUBG?
Yeah.
You don't own the engine. Shut up.
Yeah, and it's not like you're paying for the rights for the Battle Royale game style. Because then I could see being a little bit more pissed off. But, like, having to play the creators of the MOBA to have LOL, even though those people have Dota. Like, I would be upset about that as well. But you can't be upset that they're making their own version of that style when that's not what you're paying them for.
And I assume that's probably a contract that they signed when they paid for the license. Like, it's just because of the amount of revenue they're making and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Know? The more popular your game, the more you pay us because you're using
our technology. Thing,
yeah.
You know, exactly.
Sorry, but unless you want to develop your own engine, this is how it's going to go.
They do say something at the end of the article about Epic Games, like, implying that they were involved in it somehow. Which also seemed a bit like a stretch, too, I thought. But I don't know for sure because I didn't see, like, the source material that they're actually trying to decide.
Yeah. The quote is, it's just disappointing and surprising to see our business partner using our name to sell their game.
Right. So they're claiming that they had people be like, oh, well, now I get to play PUBG and Fortnite. Like, they thought they had something to do with it, you know.
So they don't. It was in their promotional video that was posted on Twitter, and they would openly mention that they were fans of PUBG and wanted to make their Battle Royale game mode better. There's a kind of impression that we were officially involved in this when we're not.
Now, I kind of feel like that seems like a stretch, but I don't really know all the details on that.
It's just... I don't know. Like, I kind of want to stand behind Epic Games on this one, you know?
I do, too. As far as I see, unless, you know, maybe there's some nuance I'm not really...
getting?
That I'm overlooking, but I don't... I think they're just being dicks.
Speaking of being dicks, you know who one of the biggest dicks in Sega is? Mr. Eggman or Dr. Robotnik. He is one of the biggest dicks in ancient video game history. Ancient, whatever, a couple decades history.
Sega
history, I guess. Yeah.
So not to move...
In the gaming world, it's ancient.
So not to let you move too far on, but...
Too bad you are.
Right now, Fortnite's Battle Royale is going to be free starting September 26th.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, so it looks like Fortnite is its own game, and the Fortnite Battle Royale is...
Yeah, it's a separate game mode.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. I didn't know that. I thought it was all in one.
That Eggman, real piece of crap. Apparently he's going to...
trapping animals.
Yeah, right? In robotic suits. Stealing rings from Sonic. Can't handle...
Hey, those are gold rings. They're valuable. I'd steal them from a little hedgehog, too. Like, you don't need these, little buddy.
Yeah, but he's also taking those Chaos Emeralds, man. Trying to develop a big gun to destroy the world. We're talking about Sonic Forces. The story trailer just came out recently. And, of course, Dr. Eggman is at the heart of everything. He's the bad guy. He's going to try and kill every version of Sonic ever. So not only do you get to create your own character, but you're going to get to play.
It's not the first time he's tried to do that.
Oh, no. Every Sonic game.
Wasn't that the point of Generations or something?
There was a game called Generations?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sonic Generations was the one where they went back. You played... as new Sonic and then like old school.
Oh,
Sonic.
That's this one. That's this one too.
No, but this game came out like 3 or 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, old school Sonic's in this
game
too.
I got kids, man. I see all the damn Sonic games. So
whatever.
I'm pretty sure they played this at PAX too.
I was I put the story in there because Peter and I are kind of like the resident Sonic fans. And I was really hoping that he'd be here to express the same excitement that I have, but he's not, so move on.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to, but I just can't find
it. You just can't stop sneezing.
Well, that too.
It looks like a good Sonic game. It looks like every other Sonic game in the last handful of years. But,
sure,
I mean,
ever since the Dreamcast?
Well, there's been some shit ones after that, too. There was that one where he turned into Sonic Unleashed.
The werewolf?
Yeah.
That was cool.
What?
Yeah, Sonic became a werehedgehog.
Yeah, werehedgehog. It was
Wow, that sounds
dumb.
No, it looked dope. I never got to play it, but it looked dope. They also introduced, like,
that'd be
four
insane.
New
Sonics.
I know
my kids really enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
So.
There's, like, four new Sonics, too. There's a Chameleon Sonic, and then there's, like, another, like, small
critter.
Can
the Chameleon Sonic turn blue and then fuck with normal Sonic's life?
I don't know, man. I don't know how this goes. Don't ask me.
That would be
the new character in the new trailer is what, like, Infinite or something?
Yeah.
What it's called?
Yes, Infinity.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big
like
ass
kind of a robotic looking Sonic almost, or maybe it's a maybe it's like armor on
I don't
it
know,
or
man.
Something. But
either way, be sure to check that out if you're into Sonic. It's coming soon. So the world's greatest drag race happened. It was Motor Trend's drag race, and it turns out the electric cars from Tesla are the winners. They kicked ass. They beat the McLaren 570 GT.
Holy shit,
they beat
really?
The Porsche 911 Turbo, and they beat the Ferrari 488 GTB.
I mean, that's really no surprise. The P100D has been the quickest production car available for a while
the
now.
The P100D is the Tesla model that
I know the McLarens are just known for being some of the
super
fastest
quick.
Cars.
Well. Fastest, super quick. Yes, absolutely.
I guess that's
the
not
Tesla
say
is not the fastest it. Car because the Tesla can only tops out like at 150, 155
right.
or so.
But in a drag race.
You're only going a quarter mile. You're
right,
looking for quick,
but
not
you
fast.
Go, it has sub 2 seconds, 0-60 times.
Which just
no other production car is that quick. It's just the nature of electric motors and the ability to have all your torque available
right
instantly.
Away. Yeah.
yeah. That's true, because electric motors don't need to shift, so you never have any of that either.
So, it's well, like, the article even says, like, this is a drag race, which is not longer.
Yeah.
So it's like a tenth of a mile.
Quarter mile.
Yeah, whatever.
The standard drag race.
Whatever.
Tenth of a mile is like 100 feet.
No, it's not.
I know.
It's 500
feet. It's yeah.
Its limited top speed is 155 miles an hour, well below the 200 mile an hour plus speedometers of Porsche and Ferrari.
Yeah.
But it's the quickest, like Adam was saying.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like, you're it's a sprint, not a race, like, not a marathon by any means. So, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds is fucking insane.
Now, that's the decked out one, right? That's the P100D.
Obviously, that's not like the model Model 3 or Model S, which is the common one.
The S is the luxury one.
It is the Model S. This is the Model S P100D.
Oh, I didn't know that was the...
There's only the Model S, the Model 3, and the Model X, because they spelled out sex.
Sex, yeah. Which I thought was wonderful.
But this is the, like, yeah, there's different, you know, you're just like with any car, you have like a Mustang GT and a Mustang
Standard
One and stuff like that, you know. The P100D is the top fucking dog of those ones.
Oh, okay.
It's also, you're going to be spending about $100,000 to get into that car.
Oh, I'm sure, absolutely, if not more.
But you will fucking stomp on the freeway, so.
Oh, they have to 150. But
yeah, most cars don't go 400.
Once you're there, why does it matter? Yeah. Only 150. 200, man, that's where it goes.
Dude, I'm telling you, anything over 100 miles an hour and you feel like you're going to fucking literally lift off the ground.
But, so, yeah. I used to live out the country, lots of dirt roads.
Oh, yep.
I'd top out everything I had.
My new car is the only car I've never topped out, actually.
Me too.
Yeah?
But I know it's governed at 111 miles an hour.
Oh, is it? Oh, I don't know if my car's governed. I'll have to look into that.
I don't care enough to find out.
It's fun going fast.
Yes, yeah, it is. Sure. Fast cars are awesome.
Fast bikes, yep. I'm right there with you. So, what else we got in the news? The newsy news.
I don't know. What is next?
The next thing we have on the news is the Navy switching out their Periscope
controllers. Oh, shit. With an Xbox 360 controller. I thought that was so funny. Like, we're going to get rid of these probably multi-$1,000. $38,000 controllers for one that anybody can pick up for like $40 off of eBay. Microsoft's probably jazzed about it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Government contract like that? Hell yeah.
Shit, the publicity alone.
Oh, yeah.
Now they got the Xbox name. Well, the military's using it.
You know? You should use
it
too.
I think the military's used 360 controllers for other things.
Oh, too. Sure, yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
So
drone piloting.
Right, so it's just kind of.
Marching.
Know it works. Yeah.
They have those simulated battles in Iraq that they've been running with the. Battle simulators that use a controller.
It seems kind of smart while you think about it, right?
Yeah. Like simplicity. Like
most people, especially like you know, younger generations that are going into the military already know how to use a controller.
Oh yeah, they're super familiar with that one specifically. Like people still use a 360 controller. I still use a 360 controller 10 years on. You know. So, yeah, no, I mean, it makes complete sense to me. Put something in their hands they're already familiar with.
It eliminates a whole section of training that they would have to do on just that part.
And equipment prices. So, yeah, no, makes sense.
Definitely.
Keep it up. Keep being smarter, military. Save more money and give some back.
Specifically, you Navy submariners.
One more thing in the news, right?
Just a very quick little teaser from Rockstar. Just an image. It says... Thursday, September 28th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, with the background, you know, in the font of Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, shit.
So, that is literally all that there is right now is just this picture, you know.
Maybe it'll be our first gameplay.
It could be. Hopefully it's at least like a trailer or something.
It shows a little more
meat of the story or anything, really.
Because this is a prequel to the last one, isn't it?
That's what people are assuming, because there's still not any...
Like, Marsden never died.
I hope this game comes... I mean, with how successful GTA 5 was going to the PC a year later, I'm sure they're going to do the exact same thing to try and get those double sales.
Well,
but I hope it doesn't take that long.
GTA has a history of coming to the PC, though.
Red Dead Redemption never came to the PC.
Yeah. That's true.
And actually, that would be another thing that people were thinking, like, this would be awesome to have a original Red Dead Redemption released on this date.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, not...
for PC.
Not just that, yeah. But it would be that you think they'd retroactively add Red Dead 1
for PC users? I'd hope so. For
Are you talking about this
yeah. teaser?
Is that?
I mean, that's what some people are hoping saying, too. Yeah. You know that this is the that it will be released, or at least maybe an announcement or something.
Yeah. Right. Okay, right. Hey, Christmas but is later this year. You can have Red Dead 1.
Either more information about RDR 2 or a PC release of RDR is what people are hoping for.
Let's go with that one.
Yeah, I've never played it.
That's a better one. I'll take that one. I'll take that and Shadow of War 2 weeks early, and yeah, I'll just be happy.
Shadow of War's coming out 2 weeks early?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
But it'd be nice. Yeah, it would. Both these things are wishful things, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I think that's going to do it for us this week. It's all the news I've got.
Yeah, I feel like garbage. I want to go home.
Too bad. We got an hour-long stream that you can go watch that happened Monday where the guys played some more BeamNG.Drive. We called it BeamNG.Drive Mayhem. Also, be sure to check out Science Nights. This week it's all about physics, and we got to have Garrett there with us. And Comics Brew's got some more plays and got some more Comics Brewing coming out later, so be sure to check those out as well.
Nice.
I don't have an eloquent way to leave.
Bye. Later.
Bye.